pumping out like over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Well, I understand, back here at the American Freedom Network, and we were hoping this morning to have with us Chris Pinto to talk about their DVD, entitled Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. And so, until Chris calls in, or maybe if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to give us a call, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. We'll be glad to talk to you, but we really think people have to understand there are secret societies that have determined the course of America to this date and are plunging us headlong into catastrophic situation where America, as we know it, will be destroyed forever. Now, to get into the background of the secret societies, actually, they have web pages. You can go up there and find them. You're never going to hear them discussed by Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or by either the liberal or conservative branches of the controlled media. But one of the ancient secret societies has a temple over in San Jose, is the Rosicrucians. And the Rosicrucians were around going back to the 1400s, when a man named Rosenkreuz actually created the secret society. He, of course, was in contact with the ancient mystery religions. His disciples learned the secrets and were sworn to keep them secret to all time. And so the secret message, the secrets were passed down, and we began to see the Rosicrucians surfacing in England in the late 1500s. That's why Chris Pinto's video is really so important, and you can get it either in video or in DVD, because Dr. D, who was one of the leaders of the secret movement in Great Britain in the late 1500s at the time of Elizabethan England, and of course he was associated with British intelligence. And those secret societies have worked within the British intelligence. They work within American intelligence today. Certainly most people in intelligence organizations don't even know about the secret societies, but there are is a small clique that do and are dedicated to the ultimate goal of all of the mystery religions. And that is, of course, the New World Order and the New World Religion. Well, of course, Dr. D's work then was picked up by Sir Francis Bacon, who is one of the most influential people dealing with what's going on in the world today, even though Francis Bacon died back in, I think, 1626, 1628, somewhere in that time period. Why was Francis Bacon's influence as a dedicated Rosicrucian in actually beginning to frame the English language, which has become the language that would rule the world, of course, pushing this idea that we would have to have a world government? He wrote a book called The New Atlantis, and this was an idea that as ancient Atlantis is described in Plato's dialogues, ancient Atlantis had been destroyed by a great flood, but we really wanted to constitute that wonderful utopian society. Now, we don't know whether Atlantis ever really existed. Plato wrote about it, and it has always been believed that Atlantis one time existed, and it was destroyed by a great flood. Is this the society that was so corrupt that was destroyed at the time of Noah? Well, many of us believe that if it existed, that's probably what it was. But under any circumstances, why the theoretical Atlantis was this wonderful utopian world that was destroyed, and then it was to be restored again, and it was to be restored here in the northern hemisphere of America. And that is why the Rosicrucians, who created the Great Seal of the United States, on the front of the Great Seal of the United States, they put a two-headed phoenix. Why? Well, America was to be the phoenix. It was to rise from the ashes and be reconstituted again. Of course, that's the story of the phoenix. That's why they put a phoenix there. But of course, they didn't want people to understand what it was about, and gradually that emblem on the front of the Great Seal of the United States, the two-headed phoenix, was eventually replaced little by little by the two-headed eagle that we see on the front of the Great Seal of the United States and today on the back of the American dollar bill, because the emblems that were placed in on the Great Seal of the United States, first of all, on the back, and remember this was all done in 1782 by three men. There was a committee of three men were set up. Two of them were Rosicrucians. And you can go, of course, to the Rosicrucian website now, and they will tell you who they are. It's up there on the web, but they figure that most people are too busy, too gullible. There's so much information, you can't assimilate it all. And even though they hide their emblems in plain sight, their message is here. It is being carried out today. The average American couldn't believe that, because if it was true, wouldn't Rush Limbaugh tell us? Wouldn't Sean Hannity tell us? Wouldn't Lou Dobbs tell us what's really going on? Or are they paid very high sums of money, not to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth from the gullible American people who will never understand the real driving force behind what's going on, and that is this effort to destroy Christian civilization and replace it with a new secular world order and a new world religion, or the Novus Ordo Seclorum, which is inscribed on the back of the dollar bill beneath the unfinished pyramid. And, of course, that's what George Bush was talking about in his second inaugural address. What he said, and I think it's about the third from the end, last paragraph of the speech, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, when our soldiers fell wave on wave for a union based on liberty, founded on liberty, when our citizens marched in peaceful outrage beneath the banner Freedom Now, they were declaring an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. And when you understand that is esoteric writing, what they've done is they put all the things in the middle of the sentence to confuse you. What he really said was, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were declaring an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What is the ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled? The new order of the ages. What is the new order of the ages? Go to your Google, type in new order of the ages. What will come up? Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new secular order, the age-old goal of the Rosicrucians and all of the secret societies that date back to the ancient mystery religions, back to the time of Plato and of Alexander the Great and Aristotle. Hey, remember, of course, it was Alexander the Great who set out to conquer the world. Why? Because he was a student of the ancient mystery religion, and that was his goal. Give us a call, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and unfortunately, I didn't hear the beeping, but Chris Pinto is here with us. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, how is the new DVD doing, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning? I understand it got a sort of honorable mention at some of the film festivals.
Well, at one in particular, the New York International Film Festival, we went up there last week, and it had a screening. It's part of the competition, but we don't know how it's done until the festival releases the results. But overall, it's being well received. It's you know, it's getting good reviews and seems to be getting a good response from people who are learning a lot about American history that they didn't know.
Well, Chris, you had the opportunity of going down there to the Philosophical Research Foundation there in Los Angeles, where Manly P. Hall held out for so many years, and of course instructed people in the black arts and the occult. And what was your impression as you went to this center? Is it fairly large? Is it don't they have regular meetings there where they instruct people, you know, in the esoteric arts?
Yeah, they do. They have a lot of lectures there. They obviously they've got a bookstore where they carry all of Manly P. Hall's teachings, his books, his audio recordings, some of his video presentations. Apparently, you know, Hall gave like 8,000 lectures in his lifetime, and they've recorded a lot of the information.
Now, who was Hall, for our listeners who may not know who this man was? Certainly he was one of the leaders of this whole esoteric movement, wasn't he?
Yeah, a lot of people consider him, and we, you know, we have some of our guys like Bill Schneblin, yourself, and Bill Still talk about Hall in the documentary. But Hall was probably thought to be the most advanced, the most insightful member of the esoteric community, the occult community, especially in among those who practice the ancient mystery religion, among Masons and Rosicrucians. Apparently, a lot of Masons turned out for his funeral. And when I interviewed the president of PRS, he says that they still get a lot of Masons that come around to the Philosophical Research Society to comment on how much of an impact Hall had upon them and upon, you know, their life as Masons. But he is often referred to as Masonry's greatest philosopher, and that by Masons themselves. And he wrote a lot of materials. I think we say in the documentary about 200 books. He was married to Marie Bauer Hall, who is herself was when she was still alive, a very strong Baconian, very much into the teachings and the writings of Sir Francis Bacon. And there's a whole history behind Marie Bauer Hall and how she, you know, believed that there were Francis Bacon's lost writings and so on. And if these writings could be discovered, they would be the answer to world peace and could stop the Battle of Armageddon and all these other kind of things. She was very deeply involved in Baconian philosophy, as it were.
Baconian, and, you mean the philosophy of Sir Francis Bacon.
Exactly.
Really the leading Rosicrucian back there in Elizabethan times.
Yeah, exactly. As you said earlier, Bacon took over the Rosicrucian order from Dr. John Dee. And then from Rosicrucianism would formalize a system around the ancient mysteries that eventually became known as Freemasonry. And so this is why people like Manly Hall and others credit Bacon as the founder of modern Masonry, which is of course very significant because of, you know, it was Bacon who sent the secret societies into the New World to found this Atlantean empire.
And of course that was America's military and financial power to be used to bring about this world government. Wasn't that the idea?
Yeah, that was totally the idea. In fact, we often talk about the New World Order, but if you read the writings of a lot of the philosophers, like Masonic philosophers, like Ebenezer Sibley, who lived just after the birth of the American Empire, he writes about this new nation, America, and how this new world would soon give laws to all the world, this new empire, this new American dream, and so on. And so the New World Order seems to be this global empire that would spring forth from the New Atlantis, from the New World, and would ultimately encompass all the Earth, which is very interesting because that's exactly what America has been doing. It has been providing an example, a teaching of what it means to, you know, to live freely, what it means to have a lawful and a fair society on Earth, and been teaching that to the other nations and so on, and they've been conforming.
But that sounds great. I mean, who could be against being free? Who could be against, you know, having a lawful society?
Exactly. I mean, the thing that we try to point out in the video is that Francis Bacon believed that it was his mission and the mission of all mankind to rebuild paradise on earth, to literally recover mankind from the fall that he suffered in the Garden of Eden, and to restore paradise. But this time Bacon believed man would earn the right to paradise because he would have built it himself.
Well, of course, we have financed, you know, China, this ruthless tyranny. We financed the tyranny of Russia, which is increasingly moving back into communism. We brought Mugabe to power in Rhodesia. We brought Mandela to power in South Africa. We talk about freedom, but we're installing communist dictators throughout the world, as we did in Cuba, where we brought Fidel Castro to power, and we're keeping in power today. I mean, after all, why did Bill Clinton, you know, send a task force, 125 heavily armed troops down to Miami, Florida, to kidnap Elian Gonzalez, to send him back to Cuba, to build up Fidel Castro's prestige throughout the world? Why would an American president do that? Unless you really understood, we've kept Fidel Castro in power. So we talk about these ideas of freedom and nobility, and yet, of course, what are we really installing throughout the world?
Well, the message of what we're supposedly installing from President Bush and those who have come before him is the idea that we're spreading democracy.
Sure.
That we're spreading freedom. But the method that it's being done is often through draconian means, as it were, very forceful means. And I mean, this whole idea of democracy as, in fact, a couple of months ago, I remember hearing Bill O'Reilly refer to democracy as the salvation of the world. And I thought, wow, that's a really troubling phrase. And of course, we've seen what happens with democracy. Democracy is often seen to be the stepping stone for a dictatorship. It's something that was openly condemned by the founding fathers as a method of government. I mean, we are a republic with a democratic process, but a pure democracy has often been considered mob rule. And And so we've seen over in Palestine with this this election that they had here a short time ago, where the people vote for Hamas. You know, they have the opportunity to have an election and to state their opinion, and they vote in a terrorist organization. In Germany, the Nazis didn't take over Germany by force. They were voted into office, and then Hitler was appointed from there. And in a pure democracy, if the people want Adolf Hitler to rule their country, you have to give it to him if you really believe in democracy. But our founding fathers didn't really believe in democracy, and that's the thing that's very deceptive and misleading. I remember when I first learned that America is not a democracy, it's a republic, you know, and we have this democratic process, I was really confused by it. And it made me wonder, why weren't we really taught that in school? Was I not paying attention? But the idea of democracy sounds like a very good idea, but it doesn't work because not all people have the same set of values. Not all people have the same ideas on who God is and on how their fellow man ought to be treated.
Well, of course, the other thing is, when you say, well, however the people vote is perfectly all right, they'll rig the elections. There are wicked and evil people out there who will rig the elections and make sure their man wins. And when you have this idea that whatever the majority says is all right, then when their man is in control, he can take away freedom. That's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. He had a series of elections after he, Hindenburg appointed him as chancellor, and he was getting 85 to 90% of the people behind him. Why? Because he was promising them all sorts of wonderful things. To restore the pride of Germany, to restore prosperity in Germany, to take back the land that had been unfairly taken from Germany as a result of the Treaty of Versailles, and the German people rallied behind him. And then he simply suspended all elections. He said, the people want me, I have a mandate, and this has happened down throughout all the centuries. Democracy failed in ancient Greece. It failed in ancient Rome. It has failed every time it has ever been tried, other than perhaps in a small community, where the New England community, where you're going to have democratic elections. But all you need to do is control the media. Why, you can elect anybody you want to, even a baboon. Doesn't really, well, look, I shouldn't make the analogy to what's going on in Washington, D.C. today. But of course, what you do is you elect your congressman, and then he is bought by the people with a great deal of money, and he votes the way he's supposed to. That is what happens when you get away from a constitutional republic where the power of the Congress is limited to those items which are listed in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. And most of what's going on in Washington, D.C. today is totally unconstitutional, and those people who have sworn to uphold the Constitution, I believe, should be arrested and incarcerated because they have violated the oath that they swore on to uphold and defend our Constitution from enemies both foreign and domestic. And we've got an awful lot of domestic enemies of our Constitution serving in both the House and the Senate of the United States today. Men who have sworn to uphold the Constitution are violating it. And that's what's wrong with democracy. At one time, everybody understood the difference between a republic and a democracy. And tragically, today, you won't find one in 1,000 high school students who understands the difference, because education is not to inform and to reveal the truth to our students. It is to conceal the truth and to indoctrinate them in the idea of the New World Order, the New World Religion. So go ahead, Chris.
Well, yeah, that's one of the things that we really try and point out in the documentary, to show where, and of course, I think this ecumenical movement, this idea of a one world religion, has been going on centuries even prior to Bacon. But in Bacon's time, the idea of unifying all religions or partaking of all of them somehow or other, having this fusion of the pagan mysteries, really, with Christianity, which had been the primary enemy, if you will, of the old belief system from the ancient world.
But of course, that long antedated Christianity, didn't it? The mystery religions, you know, have been around since ancient Babylon.
Oh yeah, and we most Masons seem to trace them back to. Well, they'll spend a lot of time talking about the Egyptian mysteries, but of course we know that they go back to ancient Babylon. And if you read books like Alexander Hislop's Two Babylons and so on, Hislop, you know, believes that really all of the pagan religions sprang out from the early society that was established by Nimrod shortly after the flood of Noah, and that from there the ancient mystery religion was established and went to Egypt, Greece, and Rome, and right up to our present day.
We'll be right back, Chris. We can't talk over the music. Be right back here at on the American Freedom Network.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills and Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
I'm Lynn Cunningham, owner of Lynn Cunningham Appliance, a local, family-owned appliance sales, service, and parts company serving Longmont and the surrounding area since 1973. We at Lynn Cunningham Appliance take great pride in knowing that we provide the highest level of service. Our mission is to care for each customer's unique needs and create lifelong relationships with them. Our sales staff is friendly and knowledgeable. Our installation crew is neat, clean, and professional. We provide service on all the products we sell and have replacement parts available. Stop by our showroom located on the northeast corner of I-25 and Highway 66, I-25 exit number 243. Experience our service and knowledge and see the best in home appliances from DCS, Fisher-Paykel, ASCO, GE, GE Profile, and others. Call us at 970-535-0980. That's 970-535-0980.
Sixteen of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Chris Pinto. His DVD, and if you haven't seen it, you need to see it. It's almost 3 hours. It's called The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. And you need to understand that when this country was founded, there were two major forces. One was the occult, the Rosicrucians, the secret societies, the continuation of the ancient mystery religions, who want a Novus Ordo Seclorum. That's the goal. You'll see it inscribed on the back of the dollar bill. What's it doing there? A pyramid? Why it is the emblem of the ancient mystery religions? They hide their emblems in plain sight, and they laugh because we're so foolish. And then, of course, the other influence was the Christian influence that wanted to create a Christian society here where men could truly be free. And these two forces, the occult and the Christian, constantly in conflict, but today, of course, the occult are in total control. And in this video, you will actually see why George Bush and his second inaugural address saying, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. That those words certainly should have sent a chill down the back of everybody who saw them. I bet there's not one person in 10,000 who understood what the president was really talking about. Do you think so, Chris?
Yeah, you know what? In fact, I don't think I don't think I've heard anybody make mention of that outside of yourself and in our documentary. I know that my wife and I have been holding out hope for President Bush, honestly, that he was a godly Christian man, and I'm not even saying that he's not. I know there's a lot of things that he's taken part in that are very questionable. But we were holding out hope that maybe, because we had never heard him talk about the New World Order, maybe he was not a part of this whole movement, even though his father was obviously very involved. And I remember being upstairs working in the office, and when the president was giving his inaugural speech, my wife came running upstairs, and she says, "Oh, my gosh, honey, you're not going to believe it." And then she told me about this quote, and I went down and started watching all of the rebroadcasts of the address. And when it got right toward the end of his speech, he makes this reference to the new order of the ages. And I thought, wow, that's really, really amazing. And it's almost as though, and I could be wrong about this, but it's almost as though he specifically did not make any mention of it in his first administration and waited until he was reelected to announce that this is what... You know, this is really what his work and his administration was about, or so it seemed to me.
And that phrase, the new order of the ages, if you have any question about what Chris is saying, Google that in on your computer. New order of the ages. And what does it come up with? Novus Ordo Seclorum, the ancient plan that is meant to be fulfilled, the ancient plan of the mystery religions. Now, I'm not certain that George Bush even knows what he was saying. He doesn't write his speeches, but, of course, he is controlled by people who do understand what this is all about. Dick Cheney, of course, comes from the Trilateral Commission. And what is their logo? Why, it is three sixes in a circle, and when the sixes meet in the center, an upside-down broken cross.
Yeah, and of course, I don't know if you've mentioned it yet, Dr. Stan, but for those who don't know, and there might be somebody, you can, whether you Google online, you can always flip over the back of your dollar bill and read that phrase, Annuit Coeptis Novus Ordo Seclorum, beneath the pyramid with the all-seeing eye floating over it. And that's the phrase that was put on the back and then hidden for some reason for more than 100 years. Until the time of FDR, and then he's the one who actually put it on the dollar bill. And of course, there's a lot of controversy and mystery as to why they hid this phrase. Americans earlier on recognized it clearly as a Masonic emblem. In fact, there's a quote where they brought in an expert to review the Great Seal, and he calls it, quote, the dull emblem of the Masonic fraternity. But apparently, the theory is that Americans at that time were not ready to receive this on their money. They didn't, want to have some Masonic representation governing their currency and so on. But apparently when FDR came into power, and if you study FDR, obviously, his history, the work that he did through World War II, and a lot of things that he was involved in, really moved forward this New World Order movement. He was a very calculated, it would seem, individual from those things that have been written about him. And part of what he did was to have this symbol put on the back of our dollar bill. And, of course, FDR was a very high-ranking Freemason, very much a part of the movement, even though he's cherished as an American hero today, because he gets a lot of really good press and propaganda and so on. But if you look even at the meeting at Yalta, when he and Churchill and Stalin met, and he was very instrumental in terms of giving over the power of half of Europe over to Stalin and the Soviet Union. And to this day, there are people from that part of the world, from what I understand, who really resent what FDR did because it consigned that part of the world to 40 years of terror and tyranny.
And the murder of millions and millions and millions of people.
Yeah.
And, of course, I think it's so important people understand that Masonry is simply a modern-day manifestation of the ancient mystery religion. Most Masons don't know that, but the people in the upper echelons do.
It really is, Dr. Stan. And, you know, I learned a lot when I went to the Rosicrucian Museum, the Egyptian Museum up in San Jose. And, of course, we show images from that in the documentary. But so many of the elements that you find in Freemasonry, so many of the things that are talked about in terms of the its philosophy and whatnot, are found right there in the midst of Rosicrucianism. And, of course, it all makes sense that Bacon, who really kind of founded the modern Freemasonic movement, was so heavily involved in Rosicrucianism. The influence is just so clear. And yet Masons go out of their way to insist that they don't have any association with Rosicrucianism, even though I think it's the 18th degree in the Scottish Rite that's called the Order of the Rose and Cross, which would seem to be, you know, a direct reference. And then, of course, the Rosicrucians insist that, you know, they're not involved with the Masons and so on, even though all the influence of the Egyptian mystery religion and even the Knights Templar upon both of these groups is very well seen.
Well, you know, one of the most fascinating part of your video is the Rosslyn Chapel, and that's such an important part of Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code, because, of course, this rapid adventure story ends up in Rosslyn Chapel, and there in Scotland, created in 1492 in a cult temple, really, for all it's supposed to be a Christian chapel, but when we get back, we'll let Chris tell you about Rosslyn Chapel there in Scotland.
Dates of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shift to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked social security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Chris, you want to tell our listeners a little bit about Roslyn Chapel, why Roslyn Chapel is so important, other than the fact that Dan Brown talks about it in the Da Vinci Code, and his story ends there in Roslyn Chapel when we finally find the true mystery of the Da Vinci Code. But why is Roslyn Chapel important to Christians and to study the ancient mysteries?
Well, Roslyn Chapel was... One, it was finished in, as you said earlier, it was finished in 1492. And it was intended to be a chapel to St. Matthew initially. But somehow or other, in the midst of all these, you know, carvings, it's carved, the whole thing is hewn out of stone. And it was built by Freemasons. And within Roslyn Chapel are all of these images of these various pagan religions. You've got all of these green man faces all over the place. You've got faces of demons. You've got faces of some really bizarre looking angelic creatures. You've got different and of course all of this is mixed in with a lot of Christian icons. You know, there is an image of Jesus on the cross. It says, "I am the true vine," an image of the Virgin with child. And all of these things are all just mixed in together, and we actually had an opportunity while we were there to interview the director of the Roslyn Chapel Trust, and he says something that I think is very significant. He's talking about how Roslyn really represents this ecumenical movement that we're seeing, this drive toward a one-world religion. And I think this is part of the reason why Dan Brown mentions this place in at the end of his book, The Da Vinci Code. And the his illusion seems to be that somewhere in Roslyn Chapel, the Holy Grail itself is buried. That's one of the legends that accompany the chapel. But Stuart Beattie, who's the director for the Roslyn Chapel Trust, he talks about how he thinks the chapel is an enigma. And the reason he does is because he says when people come there, they're not sure what to do, you know. He says they know it's a church, but they're not sure how to respond to it. And the reason is because there are so many different religious icons and symbols and so on going on in that chapel, you're not sure what you're supposed to do.
And why would they have demonic faces there carved in stone?
Yeah, that's always been a very puzzling thing to me. You find the same thing at the Temple Church in London, which is another of the places that we went to, and Dan Brown talks about this in his book, where you have the carved images of the knights, the Templar knights in the floor, and they're laying there with their swords and their legs are crossed, and it's all very symbolic. But on the wall, they have all these heads that are carved in, these sort of, you know, just disembodied heads. And some of them are very demonic, and we show a couple of them. Some of them are just outright devils, where you can see they have horns and whatnot. And then some of them are really troubled, looking, tormented, hellish kind of faces that are carved into the wall. And there are different theories as to why those faces are there, that they, you know, that when you see a demon carved inside the church, supposedly it, you know, it represents, I guess, the presence of powers and principalities. One of the stories I've heard is, you know, that these horrible-looking gargoyles are carved on the churches because they believe it's going to drive away evil spirits, you know.
Or bring them in.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. You know, I've often said it's kind of like throwing gasoline on a fire, hoping you can put it out. But yeah, it's in, and you find that throughout, because we, you know, we went and we saw Westminster Abbey, and I think it was St. Margaret's Church there in Westminster. A number of these churches all have, you know, they'll have dragons carved in on the wall. They have all of these demonic looking faces and these mysterious figures that don't have anything to do with Christianity. And of course you wonder, well, you know, these things aren't mentioned anywhere in the Bible, so where do they come from? And I think the answer is clearly they come out of this ancient mystery tradition. And we talk about that with we try to trace it back somewhat, especially when we deal with Rosslyn, because there in Rosslyn Chapel you have the tombstone of William Sinclair, who is the ancestor of the man who actually built Rosslyn Chapel. And on the tombstone is carved William Sinclair, Knight Templar. And of course there's a lot of controversy around this tombstone, but it's generally believed that that William Sinclair was part, somehow or other, a part of the Knight Templar tradition. And so the influence of the Templars at Rosslyn Chapel becomes significant, especially to the founding of America, because inside the chapel you have carvings of things like Indian maize or corn. You have the Aloha cactus plants, and then there's a trefoil plant, a type of clover, that are all carved in the stone there in the chapel. And these plants are all indigenous to the New World, but at that time they were nowhere found in Europe.
And, of course, the chapel was dedicated in 1492, the very year that Columbus went to America. So how could they have all these things in stone unless perhaps they'd already had people coming to America before Columbus ever came here? Is that the inference?
Absolutely. And of course, there's a lot of different theories about what may have happened. Did the Templars somehow or other make it to the New World? Was there, you know, some kind of a channel back and forth that some men knew about? It would seem, obviously, that, you know, it was kept secret, that, you know, it wasn't something that was published openly to everyone. But we then, you know, once we talk about Rosslyn, we talk about the research of a guy named Barry Fell, who wrote a book called America B.C. And Barry Fell was a Harvard professor whose claim to fame is discovering primarily along the eastern seaboard the presence of all of these ancient cultures going back even before the time of Christ and the apostles, finding artifacts and carvings and stones and underground temples and things like that, where they're practicing, you know, they're worshiping the ancient fertility gods and so on right here in America.
Hey, we're out of time, Chris. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us. Look forward to having another program. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a mile high energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Chris Pinto, his DVD. It's available in video now. It's called The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. Almost 3 hours, and I will tell you, you'll be transfixed by it. It's very, very professionally done and gives you the whole background of these secret organizations that have worked behind the scenes intent upon destroying America. And believe me, they are here. You can go to their websites. There's Templar websites. There are Rosicrucian websites. There are Masonic websites. And if you read them carefully, you'll begin to understand what this is really all about. There is an ancient plan of the mystery religions to use the military and financial power of the United States to bring about this one world government. And that's why the leaders are intent upon plunging us into war in the Middle East. Now, we already have agents that are operating in Iran. We are at war with Iran. We're putting up a tremendous amount of money trying to destabilize Iran. There's always been already been unsuccessful attempts on the life of the president, Mr. Ahmadinejad. They've killed the head of the military over there. We're at war with Iran. And if we cannot topple the government, we intend to attack the government. And as I mentioned yesterday, I was back in Washington, D.C. This past week talking to one of the major framers of current policy who believes that the Bush administration is going to precipitate the war in an effort to rally people behind them. And they'll probably have to have some sort of incident to justify this. But, of course, if they don't get the war going, and, of course, if the Democrats take over control of both the House and the Senate, there will be a move to impeach President Bush for getting us into Iraq under false pretenses, and of course, that might succeed, so they can't allow that. They've got to create some sort of a new incident. We're constantly being manipulated. You must understand that. Now, if you want to get our material, you'd like to get the writings of Manly P. Hall, who was a Satanist, and yet a 33rd degree Mason, and then into the upper echelons of Masonry above the 33rd degree. We carry his book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, The Secret Destiny of America, and The Lost Keys of Freemasonry. We carry those three books because we want you to know what the other side is saying. And you can call our number, 1-800-544-8927, to order them. You can, of course, get the DVD, which we suggest strongly you get, entitled The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. You want to get my pamphlets on the occult hierarchy that rules the world. The three pamphlets made up of my newsletters and inexpensive for the three pamphlets. I'd get all three of them together, part one, part two, part three. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will give you an excellent overview of what's going on. My video, The World Revolution, that contains my interview with Ambassador Smith, American Ambassador to Cuba, who will tell you how we brought Fidel Castro to power back in 1959, knowing he was a communist. They knew he was a communist, yet they brought him to power. Nothing is as it appears to be. And tragically, America is on the brink of disaster today. Our currency is collapsing. The value of the dollar is falling. Certainly our jobs are being intentionally taken out of this country. The president intends to make all 20 million illegal aliens illegal here. He has steadfastly refused to enforce the laws that make it illegal to hire illegal aliens. Why is he suddenly, 5 years into his administration, giving a talk saying, "Oh, shucks, we're going to start doing the right things. We're going to guard the border now. And I want legislation to make all these people, what's he called? Well, they'll be legal temporary workers." Ladies and gentlemen, they're not going home. America's under attack today. Pray for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty. 1-800-544-8927.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. Join us this May 20th as we mark the third annual observance of the International Day of Prayer for the Peace of Jerusalem. How can you participate? Simply pray to God for the peace of Jerusalem on May 20th. Gather in your congregations. Join people all over the world who are offering prayer. Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products.